William Morrow and Harper Audio present My Dark Vanessa, a novel by Kate Elizabeth Russell, performed by Grace Gummer. Author's note. I grew up in Maine and was educated there, first at a private day school in 9th and 10th grades, until I withdrew for personal reasons, and later at college. Because of the similarities between those broad facts and certain fictional elements of My Dark Vanessa, I am aware that readers who are loosely familiar with my background may jump to the erroneous conclusion that I am telling the secret history of those events. I am not. This is a work of fiction, and the characters and settings are entirely imaginary. Anyone who has been following the news over the past few years has seen stories that suggest the narrative of this novel, recast by my imagination. Into that, I have worked other influences, such as critical trauma theory, the pop culture and post-feminism of the early aughts, and my own complicated feelings toward Lolita. All of that is the normal process of fiction writing. But in a surfeit of caution, it bears repeating that nothing in the novel is intended as recounting any actual events. Apart from the broad parallels noted here, this is not my personal story, nor that of my teachers or of anyone I know. 2017. I get ready for work and the post has been up for 8 hours. While curling my hair, I refresh the page. So far, 224 shares and 875 likes. I put on my black wool suit, refresh again. I dig under the couch for my black flats, refresh. Fasten the gold name tag to my lapel, refresh. Each time, the numbers climb and the comments multiply. You're so strong. You're so brave. What kind of monster could do that to a child? I bring up my last text, sent to Strain 4 hours ago. So, are you okay? He still hasn't responded, hasn't even read it. I type out another. I'm here if you want to talk. Then think better and delete it. Send instead a wordless line of question marks. I wait a few minutes, try calling him, but when the voicemail kicks in, I shove my phone in my pocket and leave my apartment, yanking the door closed behind me. There's no need to try so hard. He created this mess. It's his problem, not mine. At work, I sit at the concierge desk in the corner of the hotel lobby and give guests recommendations on where to go and what to eat. It's the tail end of the busy season, the last few tourists passing through to see the foliage before Maine closes up for the winter. With an unwavering smile that doesn't quite reach my eyes, I make a dinner reservation for a couple celebrating their first anniversary and arrange for a bottle of champagne to be waiting in their room upon return. A gesture that goes above and beyond. The kind of thing that will earn me a good tip. I call the town car to drive a family to the jetport. A man who stays at the hotel every other Monday night on business brings me 3 soiled shirts. Asks if they can be dry cleaned overnight. I'll take care of it, I say. The man grins, gives me a wink. You're the best, Vanessa. On my break, I sit in an empty cubicle in the back office, staring at my phone as I eat a day-old sandwich left over from a catered event. Checking the Facebook post is compulsive now. I can't
Sample complete. Ready to continue?